This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
He's not going to be guilty in the Senate once the House impeaches him. It's not going to happen. And it's not because he's a bully. It's because the voters don't want it to happen. The voters are the actual jury. They're the ones who call these senators and call these House members. They're going to hold the House members accountable. And the senators don't want to go home and explain why they voted to find someone guilty because a member of the NSC didn't like what he said on a phone call that we have the transcript.
The polling.
This is not, he's not going to be.
That was Mike Shields on CNN talking about impeachment. And that statement has been verified by MSNBC, who dared to go out and actually talk to voters, people outside of the Beltway. We played this clip earlier in the broadcast, but it's well worth playing it again. Here's Chuck Todd talking about the results. And listen to the very end where the girl, who's an obvious, partisan hack, she wants to try to, I didn't see the rest of the interview, and I'm guessing here, but you can tell she's like, well, so listen to the very end of it.
We went out and tried to find some voters, guys, about impeachment. We had to bring it up to them. Here's what they told us.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of time. A bunch of little kids fighting and not accomplishing what the hell they're elected for.
I think we have a system of checks and balances, and the way it should work is that the House and the Senate should do what is set out in the Constitution.
I read the document, and there was absolutely nothing concerning to me from one president to another.
Helene, these were in the early states.
Yeah, they are.
These were in the early states. Yeah, they are. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. These are in the early states. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter whether it's early states or late states. This is only going to get worse for the Democrats. And I think this girl on here, I'm almost positive she's a Democratic strategist, and Todd's going, what does all this mean? I didn't hear the rest of the clip. That's all I got. I wish I had more for you folks, but that's all I got. That's all I got. So the Democrats are struggling. They're scrambling. They're trying to figure this out. President Trump's going, you know what? I'm not worried. I got no issue with this. It's the deep state, and we're about to expose them. Speaking of the deep state, let's listen to former CIA Director John McLaughlin. Here's what he thinks about the deep state. Then after that, I want to play John Brennan on the spy agencies. All these guys, let me tell you what they want to do. They want to hide behind the so-called stellar reputation of these people that are supposed to represent us in the clandestine agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. They're going to stand, oh, these people are the best of the best. They don't care. They're nonpartisan. They don't believe in blah, blah, blah. They're immune to politics. That's what they want you to believe. So here's Brennan. Here's McLaughlin first.
The impeachment inquiry is underway, sparked by a complaint from someone within the intelligence community. Feeds the president's concern and often used term about a deep state being there to take him out.
Thank God for the deep state. Everyone here has seen this progression of diplomats and intelligence officers and White House people trooping up to Capitol Hill right now and saying these are people who are doing their duty or responding to a higher call.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it for a minute. With all of the people who knew what was going on here, it took an intelligence officer to step forward and say something about it, which was the trigger that then unleashed everything else. Now, why does that happen? What I tell American people why that happens is this is the institution in the U.S. government that, with all of its flaws, and it makes mistakes, is institutionally committed to objectivity and to telling the truth. It is one of the few institutions in Washington that is not in a chain of command that makes or implements policy. Its whole job is to speak the truth. It's engraved in marble in the lobby.
As I said earlier in the broadcast, for these Democrats who want to put all their faith in these fabricated so-called whistleblowers and people that are responding to higher causes, it's not going to age well. Not at all. Anyway, here's John Brennan talking about the spy agencies being against President Trump.
This dysfunctional relationship, I think, that you're alluding to. The issue, the problem, is right near here. It's at 1600 Pennsylvania. It's not at the Hoover Building. It's not at Langley. It's not at Fort Meade. And the professionals that carry out their daily responsibilities in those places are going to continue to do what it is that they are expected to do. The reason why Mr. Trump has this very contentious relationship with CIA and FBI and the deep state people.
And you.
And me, yeah.
Specifically you.
I've heard
you
that.
Started
yes.
You.
Is because they tell the truth. Because they cannot be manipulated like clay in his hands. Because they will stand up and speak out when things are wrong. And they'll tell him what the truth is. And the truth he fears, because he has lived on anything but the truth, not just during his presidency, but even before that. So thank goodness for the women and men who are at the intelligence community and law enforcement communities who are standing up and carrying out their responsibilities on behalf of their fellow citizens. So if he doesn't use their intelligence, if he doesn't use their contributions to this country's security, well, bad on him. But our people who continue to fight the fight in the trenches here as well as overseas will do their work irrespective of what he is going to do or say about them.
John Brennan hiding behind the idea that these people are all above and beyond reproach, as Mueller was, as Comey was. Yeah. They I remember Peter struggling. I would never sacrifice my job, blah, 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 because I'm a nonpartisan, this, that, and the other, and I would never investigate this way, that. They were all partisan hacks, and they know it. And that's why they're defending it to such a degree. And let me remind you, Chuck Schumer made this comment. Don't pick a fight with America's clandestine agencies, with the DOJ, because they will get you. But let me tell you what's happened to the DOJ and America's clandestine agencies and the crooked Democrats. You've been got. You've been got. And I would have done it a little differently than Trump, but I believe in my heart of hearts he somehow orchestrated where he says leave enough of them in place so they'll continue to do their dirty work. And now let me put some good people in place like John Durham and A.G. Barr. And that's why many of these people are afraid of what's about to come out. President Trump spoke on the Barr investigation, the Durham investigation, and maybe we'll play that when we come back. But I'm just telling you, if I were a Democrat right now, which I would never be that stupid, but if I were, I would certainly be leaving the Democrat. I would be saying to people, look, I know this isn't going to go over well in the fam, and Thanksgiving's going to be awkward this year, but I've got to leave you. And I've got to leave you because my common sense tells me that we are not on the side of righteousness with this. So we'll see what happens. Sure.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Take that the current crop of the dumb people really still operating most of the leverage.
I think you call them fools.
Yeah, I mean, I really mean to approach this with pure contempt because that's what I have after 49 years of living among them. Yeah. I really mean this. And I'm not a populist, to be totally clear. Yeah. I'm an elitist.
Yeah.
I just believe in impressive elites. Yeah. And we don't have them. But the mistake they make is the mistake that a lot of parents and employers and military officers also make, which is you can force the people below you to obey indefinitely. And the truth is you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do it with your own children. Mm-hmm. You can make your kids do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Wear a funny hat. I'm commanding you to wear a Viking hat to school. But, Dad, they're going to be mean to me. I don't care. I'm your dad. I'm making you. But then they turn 18.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have ruled through fear and force with your own kids, what happens? Even at 18, like, they go crazy. They wind up in rehab. They hate you. Like, you can't do it forever. And so what you're seeing now, all these questions have been raised. Why are we doing it this way? That's what the population is asking when they elect Donald Trump. And the people in charge are like, shut up, racist. Shut up. So what is that? No one believes that most Americans. We're too literal. It has nothing to do with racism. It's just a cover. What they're really saying is, shut up and do what you're told. And my only point is, not just that's annoying, which obviously it is, but it's not sustainable. You can't keep doing that forever before people are like, I don't care what you call me.
Yeah.
I'm not going along. They will rebel.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Have you rebelled? Have you decided to go against the grain, to fight back in some sort of a way? Are you a contrarian now? Do you believe everything they tell you? Do you just go with the flow as you used to in the past? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I suspect you don't. I suspect that you have said, you know what, I've had enough. I'm not just going with the flow. I'm not going to be called racist or homophobic or whatever else. And I'm not going to be made to, you're not going to lead me down the way with your fancy little titles and, you know, your little subtle things that make me believe that I should hate cops, hate capitalists, hate Donald Trump, hate America, whatever else. I'm no longer going to believe you. And the person who has done that, more than anybody who has brought this on, is Donald Trump. Beginning with when he made the comment about the Mexican banditos crossing into this country. Seemed very small at the time, didn't it? I mean, in terms of its impact on what was going to happen in culture, it seemed small. Oh, he would be gone. Donald Trump spoke out against Mexicans daring to come across into the border. How dare he speak out against these Mexicans? All they want is a better life, right? Yeah, and all they've done is make a worse life for Americans with things like terms we've never had before. Sanctuary cities, right? Sanctuary cities, undocumented immigrants, things like this. These are interlopers, trespassers, who are coming here to get a free load, to get free stuff, and leftists are like, cool with it. And Donald Trump dared to call them out, and he also said, hey, by the way, many of them are human traffickers, taking advantage of women and children. They are drug dealers and bad people. They're over here doing bad things. You would think that there were no such thing as MS-13 gangs and the Zetas and the drug lords and the drug problem that's coming over here, and that there is no sex trade and human trafficking and kidnappings and murders of people on the border. You would think none of that exists if you believe the Democrats. And Donald Trump's going, no, I'm going to tell you the truth of what's going on. And when you started hearing the truth, you started going, wait a minute. Donald Trump said, I'm going to tell you the truth about trade. We've been getting screwed. They call it a trade war. It's not a war. To call it a war, you have to be fighting. We're not fighting it. They're trying to devalue our currency. They're manipulating their currencies. They're bringing things in, taking over the biggest part of American infrastructure, doing it through sneaky paths, and getting around, thwarting our laws to do it, and nobody seems to care. In fact, the other side, call them whatever you want, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they are all complicit in letting this occur. They know the game, and I'm going to break the game. And what did he do? He's done it. It's exactly what he's done. And so they got to get him because then they can't. Who knows what they want? Because I was asked this question on Fox News. Yeah, it's entirely possible that there are people contemplating how to get rid of the president. Oh, I know. Kevin, that's a conspiracy. I know nobody could possibly want to do harm to Donald Trump. How stupid could you be, Kevin Jackson? Well, I guess common sense is stupid. There's no part of government that wants Trump to be successful. Not Republicans, not Democrats. And the ones who jumped on board on the Republican side have pretty much said, you know what? We got to get on this ship for right now because this dude knows how to win. It's the only reason why McCarthy and others are going, let's jump on. Because they might not. So you got that going for you. But I want to ask you a simple question. I want you to imagine, if you would, what we would learn if Donald Trump weaponized the DOJ against the Clintons. If he put the NSA to monitor their phone calls and all forms of communication, track all of their movements, and I'm talking about all of their satellites, what would we learn from Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton? How many secrets would we reveal from those conversations? Let me ask you this. What if you can imagine for a second what would happen if Donald Trump did the same thing to Brennan? What would he if he did the same thing to Clapper? I suspect that we're going to find some commonalities if he did that. People that both know that all of these people know And it all keeps coming back to the same little group of people. And it's going to be people like Hillary and Bill Clinton. It's going to be the Podesta brothers, which we haven't heard much from them in a while, have we? It's going to be people like James Clapper. It's going to be people like John Brennan. It's going to be people like Susan Rice. And it's going to be people like Barack Obama, just to name a few. And then you could probably loop in James Comey and Robert Mueller and some of the Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and McCabe. You're going to find out these people are communicating with each other if Donald Trump were to weaponize the DOJ against them, as they did against him. And while you're contemplating that, I want you to understand that while Barack Obama weaponized the entirety of the federal government apparatus against a private citizen who became president, and they still did it, he came up with nothing. Nothing. I want you to think about that. Let me put it into personal terms, okay? I want you to imagine if somebody said, I'm going to find out all the dirt on you, and they weaponized the government to do that. What do you think would come out? Would it come out that you've got a drug problem? Would it come out that you've got some STD? Would it come out that you've got, you know, dude on the side, chick on the side, whatever? What would it come out with if they weaponize it on you? What would we learn? They did that to Donald Trump. They did that to him. And you know what they learned? Nothing. That's what's so shocking. The guy that we thought was the worst. I mean, many people thought, oh, he's got too many skeletons. Donald Trump's not going to run. He's divorced. Donald Trump says, here's everything about me. They've got everything. Think about what they would know about this guy, his crooked dealings and all this stuff. They still want to get his taxes, right? They know everything about him, and they got nothing. That's the scariest thing for them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump participating in a cabinet meeting at the White House speaks to reporters about National Security Staffer and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was one of the two witnesses testifying in the public impeachment inquiry on Tuesday.
I never saw the man. I understand now he wears his uniform when he goes in. No, I don't know Vindman at all. What I do know is that even he said that the transcript was correct. And if anybody reads the transcripts, I had two calls with the president of Ukraine, who, by the way, said there was no pressure whatsoever.
750,000 people in Northern California could find themselves powerless this week. Pacific Gas and Electric is warning it might shut off power to those people as dry, windy conditions raise the risk of wildfires. PG&E is saying the outages could last about 48 hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are plenty of signs out there that things are changing. And I'm going to tell you something. As a supporter of President Trump, because of his policies, not because he's a Republican, whatever, as a supporter of him because of his policies, I'm going to tell you something. There is going to be an awakening, a rude awakening for those who are the naysayers against the president, and I can't wait for it. I can't wait to see all the Robert De Niro's and whoever, all these very outspoken Trump critics when Trump gets his comeuppance and says, yeah, how you like me now? I can't wait. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. There was a rapper, his name is YG, and he pulls this kid up on stage, and he wants, I don't know why he picked this kid out, it may have been something he was wearing, but anyway, pulls this kid up on stage, and he wants him to say F Trump. Here's the dialogue. I think he'll be able to hear it. This clip's pretty relatively clear, right? All right, well, here it is.
I spotted you out in the crowd. I asked you if you f***ing Donald Trump. You said you don't know. So since you don't know, I need you to make up your mind tonight. I need you to say your name. I want you to state your name because I know your mama, your daddy, your grandmama, your grandfather is watching. I want you to state your name and get off f***ing Donald Trump. No, you won't. Get his ass out of here. Get him out of here.
Frankly, I'd like to find that kid and give him an award for standing on principle. This is a guy in front of your mama and your grandmama and all these fans, everybody, I want you to say F Donald Trump. No, I'm not going to do that. Oh, he ain't going to do it. Get him off the stage. I can't wait. The M&Ms, the Snoop Dogs, all of them. I can't wait for these people to have to say, you know what, I was really wrong, I'm so sorry, I really apologize. Oh, I know. You're saying, Kevin, I don't expect that, neither do I. I don't expect it, but here's what I do expect. I expect them inside of themselves to go, you know what, I was really stupid. The same way, let me tell you something, many people, including some of you, so-called conservatives out there who voted for Barack Obama, one of the years, you maybe didn't do it in 2012, but you might have done it in 2008. Some of you are now going, you know what, I got caught up in all the hoopla, it's really stupid, I'm so sorry. You may not have come out and sing it from the mountaintops, but okay, that was a stupid thing I did. It really was. Because it was stupid. And so, I can't wait for this, for Trump, for people to go, you know what, I probably shouldn't have done that. And let me tell you, because Donald Trump, he He really does practice what he preaches. This is a dude who truly wants to make America great again. He was at the IACP conference, International Association of, police. And there's a big conference they had in Chicago. It's called the IACP. And he was there, and I mean, he's speaking on criminal justice for all these different things. And whoever did his speech, they did a really good job. But there was one part in it where he starts talking about the head of the Chicago Police Department. And he says, he mentions him by name. We'll play the clip in a second. I'm just setting it up. And he says, this guy says he doesn't want to show up to this event that's honoring police officers around the country. And he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't of my values. And then the president goes on to comment about this particular person's values.
Chicago, unfortunately, the worst sanctuary city in America. Chicago protects criminals at a level few could even imagine. Last year in Cook County alone, ICE asked local law enforcement people to please, pretty please, we beg you, we'll do anything necessary to stop crime. We want to stop crime. Please detain 1,162 people, please. But in each case, the detainer was denied. And Eddie Johnson wants to talk about values. No. People like Johnson put criminals and illegal aliens before the citizens of Chicago, and those are his values, and frankly, those values to me are a disgrace. I will never put the needs of illegal criminals before I put the needs of law-abiding citizens. It's very simple to me.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So when you question why Donald Trump got elected, why he'll get reelected, and what's going on in the country, common sense. It's common sense. I told you we are running this project about criminal justice reform, and we start out in Philadelphia, because in Philadelphia, the bureaucrats, the politicos, the Democrats in charge there are letting Philadelphia operate as a sanctuary city, so they're letting illegals go for the same crimes that citizens are being arrested for. President Trump's alluding to that. And what we're doing, just so you're aware, is we're providing data for people to really look at this data and say, here it is, proof of this type of stuff. I want you to understand, these things don't happen by accident. These are things that people begin to understand, and even it's gotten to the level of the president where he's saying, look, we've got a level of criminality in this country that is unacceptable. The police are being treated like second-class citizens for trying to do their job, and which is rid America of these heinous criminals. And the left seems content to let this happen, to let this occur, to let these policies that are disrupting lives. I'm talking about killing people and maiming them and doing, you know, horrendous things to them that are life-changing events, and the Democrats don't seem to care. This isn't a partisan issue. I want to repeat. If a Democrat has a great idea and he or she can explain how that idea is going to get taken to fruition and be good for the country, I want to hear it. I don't care what your political stripe is, but these ideas are so silly on their surface. I can't even believe we're discussing this. How in the world, in the nation of America, can we allow one group who's already a criminal element continue to commit criminal crimes and we do nothing about it? We just pretend. We don't issue those 1,162 detainers for criminals. I'm not talking about, it's a violation of your visa or something like that. I'm talking about they've committed actual crimes that are deportation level crimes. And Democrats go, no, And they're doing it all over the country. So you wonder why this project that we're working on is something that we're trying to get all over the country? It's because it's saving lives. It's bringing this country back to where it was. It is nonpartisan. Now, everything we do is nonpartisan because my team is full of pragmatists. And I've said this and I'm going to say it 1,000 times. The only reference to me being a, quote, Republican, and I wouldn't even call me a Republican. The only reference to that is I understand the history of that party and they freed slaves. And I will forever be indebted to the group that freed my people. But outside of that, if they got crappy ideas like when Paul Ryan was running, was in charge, or Boehner, or Mitt Romney and his lame brain stuff, I have zero respect for those people. Zero. And it doesn't matter to me what they are. And yes, I voted for Romney because it was a lesser of two evils. And I'll admit, I thought Romney was a different type of Republican than I know him to be now. I not only regret it, I'm embarrassed by voting for Romney. And I suspect there are many people embarrassed for voting for Barack Obama. And they don't have a public platform like me to admit it. And if they did, they probably wouldn't. But I'll tell you this, the temperature of the water when I go places and talk to people is Barack Obama, yeah, it was a big mistake. I was talking to a brother the other day. What was this dude? You know who he was? He was the bus driver taking me back to my car from when I landed in an airport, or maybe he was taking me to the rental car. So I don't remember. But he was a brother. And this dude was so anti-Democrat. I'm talking about a menial job, and he was anti-Democrat, anti-Barack Obama, said Barack Obama did nothing for us, and here's the shocker, pro-Trump. And I was curious. I didn't have enough time that, but I was going to be like, man, have you always voted that? But I could already sense, and I can't say it conclusively, but I could sense that he was like, man, I switched, and I'm never going back. But I will promise you this. If he'd switched, he isn't going back. And if he didn't switch, he is vocal about telling people. He told me, man, I tell everybody my political persuasion now that I disagree with such and such. I was like, you go, boy. Short break. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I want to play a clip for you, and it cracks me up because it's so revealing. And it was done on, was it CNN or MSNBC? I honestly can't remember. Can you look real quick? You see it? Does it tell us? Anyway, it's Clyburn, and he's commenting about black Democrats, and they're so cavalier about this that I find it odd. So anyway, I want to play this for you.
I want to ask you about 2020. A new poll out of Iowa places South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg firmly within the top four contenders. That's not the case where you are in South Carolina, where he remains in low single digits. A local South Carolina paper obtained a memo from inside the campaign, the Buttigieg campaign, detailing a focus group with black voters, some of whom didn't like that he was living with his husband. And the report concluded that, quote, being gay was a barrier for these voters. Is Mayor Buttigieg's struggle with black voters in your state of South Carolina because he's gay?
Well, that's a generational issue. I know of a lot of people my age who feel that way, but I will say this, Dana, my own grandson, who is 25 years old, that guy is a big Buttigieg guy, and of course, he does it because he believes in the guy, not because he's gay. My grandson.
But for older African-Americans, it is an issue?
I'm sorry?
Are you saying for older African-Americans, it is an issue?
Yes, it is. There's no question about that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you otherwise, because I think everybody knows that's an issue. But I'm saying it's an issue not the way it used to be. My own grandson is very much for him. He is a paid staffer working on the campaign, working on the campuses of HBCUs throughout South Carolina. And so he doesn't care what anybody my age thinks.
Thank you, Mr. Clyburn. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
I love how Clyburn giggles when he talks about my grandson. The younger generation doesn't feel that way. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So, why'd I play that clip? What's the big deal, Kevin? The big deal is that a demographic of people, black people, have been put on Front Street, been called out for saying that indeed old black people are, quote, homophobic. Isn't that the term? Somebody help me. Is that LGBT listening to the call right now? Could you call a brother and let him know? Let him know, please. Yeah, he's but old black people are homophobic. Afraid of whatever. Here's what I will tell you, because I've had this conversation with many a black person. Black men have been effeminated, if that's a word, more than any other culture. When I was growing up, a black dude was a dude. He was the epitome of a guy, of a man, you know, and that's not all. Some of those characteristics of the macho, I'm not talking about, you know, the macho man, but some of those characteristics weren't good, like, you know, running a bunch of women like Superfly or whatever. But I'm saying he was a hardworking dude who took care of his family, and he wasn't gay. He exhibited very few tendencies. There weren't that many gay blacks growing up, I mean, that I knew. Now, I'm not saying that they're, you know, we can get into the discussion of, well, because I will tell you, whatever the number of legitimate gay people are, that they're, it's true of all cultures. It isn't like you're more gay if you're Scandinavian or if you're Chinese or something. No, if there's gay people, there's gay people in all walks of life. I believe that. I believe that there is a faction of people born gay, of various persons born gay. I believe that. But I also believe that the biggest faction of people in dealing with homosexuality has to do with their environments. I believe many of these kids, I have a nephew, he's gay. Nobody will admit it, but I think this kid was molested. He grew up on his mother's side of family, one of the most dysfunctional groups I know. Not saying bad things, but his mom came from a horrendous background. His mother, married to my brother. She, you know, horrible background. Molestation, rape, and so on and so forth. She grew up to act out in ways that, you know, unmentionable ways. And, you know, but found religion and she's a great lady now. But that was the deal. But during that period, there was a period where her uncles and people like that became gay, and then of course my nephew was subjected to these kids and I mean to these men, and nobody will admit this, but I believe he was molested. I'm being honest with you. And so anyway, I believe in many cases, not all, I believe in many cases, these kids are screwed up because of this, you know, too early confrontation with sexuality, and usually not in a good way, right? And so they don't know what they're supposed to be, and they become gay. But anyway, here's the deal. Most older, and I say this to say culturally, black folks, we took care of our business. We didn't rely on the law. So if you had an uncle, you know, or some older brother, somebody who was a molester of children, black people took it into their own hands. We were judge, jury, and executioner. And I can tell you, God is my witness, I don't know if I had a gay, other than Skip, my gay cousin, but he's younger than I am. I'm talking about older people. I don't know of any gay people. They either hit it really well or whatever. So here's my point. Black people, I'm not saying we were immune to whatever percentage of gayety that exists in the human population. Call it whatever. Call it 2%, okay, for the sake of discussion. We are not immune. But this 8, 9, 10% and this pervasive gayety that's now, you know, throughout the black community, that didn't exist for a lot of reasons. We were stronger families. We kept a much tighter watch. I told many people, mostly acquaintances, but good people. But I've had this speech with them. I've said, hey, listen, we're entrusting our son to you, and he's a talker. He knows he can communicate with his mother and his father. He will sense anything about you that isn't right. We've taught him this. This kid at 5 years old would go, this ain't right. And I said, so I just want to be clear. The same respect that we show you as parents, where your kids are sacred here. Your kids are as protected as if they are my own children when they're in our care. We expect the same from you. Any difference in our son, and we will notice. And it won't be good, because I won't let the law take care of anything that happens to my kids. And I've had parents go, they're like, we feel the same way. And I go, okay, fine. So we're on equal playing ground here. You would kill me and I would kill you. And we all laughed kind of about, but I'm just being very serious that I know my kid. So here's my point to this, is that when you have parents that care, your children are protected. They grow up and they make what I believe to be are the overwhelming choices of male-female dynamics. When you do what Hollywood does and you say, you know what, take him and make him a star and bring him back to me. I don't care how you bring him back to me. If he's got warts on his buttocks, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Real parents care, and they're paying attention. And nothing's going to change that. They understand how precious their children are. So there was a time when blacks, we cared. I know I keep making all these different points, but I think people are getting what I'm saying. We were the most family-centric of any group. And so if somebody tried to sneak in with a little gay activity, then people would be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Now, I can tell you from my own personal experience, we all knew my cousin Skip was gay. Nobody treated him differently. His mom tried to pretend he wasn't gay, but we all knew he was gay. We talked about it and like, come on, Skip is gay. He was really the first gay type person I'd ever met. I mean, just openly gay. But my point to it is, he was gay. We didn't care. But, you know, people knew. I mean, it wasn't like we watched him and said, don't let the kids play with him. But I'm saying we knew he was gay. It was accepted. But if it was somebody that was trying to come in and was pretending to be, you know, like, I'm heterosexual, and we knew they were looking at our kids, different story. But how would the media cover this if Clyburn had talked about white folks being homophobic? There's the real question.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.